Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
Hey, Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jesse. How are you?
I'm doing good. I feel like I had wet hair the last few recordings, so my hair is dry.
That's good,
That's
right?
That's a win.
Yeah.
I was just telling a friend about something. My birthday is coming up. Mm-hmm. FYI, I think I just want an Amazon gift card from you because I am saving up, although my friend Brooke told me that it's at Costco, but I think I'm saving up for the Dyson Airwrap. Have you heard of this thing?
Yes. And also, I couldn't find it at Costco. It was at Costco for a minute, but Gabby and I were talking about it. It has all the different things.
Yeah, it's $600 on Amazon, but supposedly it's $500 at Costco.
Okay.
Do you know about it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
But you can explain it to our listeners.
I think it's game-changing for people who want their hair done very fast and not just a blow dry. So first of all, the Dyson hair, whatever their blow dryer is called, is equally as amazing and equally as expensive. They have them at my gym. And for a while, when I first discovered them, I was like going to the gym all the time and I was showering at the gym because I wanted to use a hair dryer.
What, just a normal hair dryer or the Dyson at the gym?
The Dyson hair dryer. It dries fast. It dries your hair faster and it is not, your hair is not frizzy. It is an amazing hair dryer. In fact, I should go to the
gym. Did you ever use the Revlon one? Did you get that one?
That the Revlon one didn't work well for me because my hair was pretty fine and so burned. And I know you can reduce the temperature of it, but it did not work for me.
I have very thick curly hair and it will dry it and straighten it in 7 minutes from soaking wet.
So this is what the Dyson Airwrap will do. And the Dyson Airwrap will not only dry your hair, but also curl it. So you can actually essentially curl wet hair to be dry or curl damp hair. It will dry it and curl it.
Yeah.
It's a game changer. So anyway.
You've used it at the gym.
Just the hair
dryer. And it's different. So at the gym, did you use the Dyson Supersonic hair dryer?
Yes, that thing is amazing. And I have my friend, I think my friend Jenny, a couple of my friends have that and swear by it. The Airwrap adds the hairstyling to it. And I think
it has
a lot to it. It does. It does. So I don't know if I need it, which is why I'm thinking about it for
my birthday. It's your birthday. You get a little something you don't need, but you want.
That's right.
I still haven't got.
But is
Brian
that going to be my thing?
Yet.
I don't know if that's going to be my thing. He might need a gift card to Amazon.
You were like, he needs one at Amazon or Dyson. Like,
just send it directly to me. I'll take care of it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He does use my hair dryer.
That's exciting.
Anyway, I agree. Sometimes I just get meh about doing my hair all the time.
Yeah,
like we're fortunate, I think, having curly hair because you can let it. Although I think people who let their hair air dry and it's straight, that's also equally nice.
Okay, I am embracing curly hair, and we haven't seen our. We had a photo shoot for Chasing Brighter, and it'll be a lot for season 3. But I blow dried my hair and I styled it and curled it. And I just looked at just some of the selfies we took. And I have been wearing my hair naturally curly so much that I'm like, I don't, you know, how like you're saying, don't we think like getting a blowout is like ultimate and like it feels good and you feel fancy if you have a blowout?
Yes.
And I'm over it. I think I like being curly. And maybe it's because I look at the reels we recorded and I'm like, oh, I like curly hair.
I'm indifferent. But curly hair is definitely the easy, lazy way to go. I actually think my hair styled looks a little better, but also like my hair's fine and so it hangs. However, sometimes I've been noticing if I let it go curly and then with my curling iron, I'll curl like the top layer. I think my girlfriend Megan and I were just talking about this, where it's if I just curl the top part.
Yeah.
Then it's
like
still
the next
looks
day.
Like yeah.
First day. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have, so this is, believe it or not, Kelly, day 2 curly hair.
That's great. It looks like you just came out of the shower.
I love Bumble and Bumble curl revitalizing mist that I've been using for at least a decade.
I think I used that when we went to Florida. And yes, I was like, I need to get some curl revitalizer. So I bought whatever, found something at Marshall's, blueberry mistake. And aloe. I can't do it. Yes.
So I have, when we've been traveling, ran into Target and got and purchased a couple other different ones. And there was one that's okay, but like nothing is. The reason I say nothing is like blah, blah, blah. I get so many compliments on the day two hair, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, your hair is so cute. And I'm like, I did not wash my hair. I'm getting my hair, my roots done today. Very excited. I need to see if mom can get the kids from school. I've not asked. Mom and dad, like, this is not as busy of a time of year for mom. However, they have a lot of appointments now.
Mm, well, they got all the doctor appointment season.
Right. So I have to check. Oh, let me check. I think we've got an appointment that day. So I've got
The thing I love about mom and dad, and because my in-laws, I feel like, are the same, which makes me laugh, is that if there's one thing scheduled, like the day's booked. There's nothing else happening because they're driving to the thing. It's like a lot of rigmarole and they need to like.
Mom's not like that. Dad freaks out. Dad would freak out. But yeah, no. So that has been. So that will be. I need to see if she can get the kids today. I started reading this book called Heart. So we've talked about this. I know we talked a lot about books last Mom Talk, but do you ever get the Audible originals and they're like an hour long or 2 hours long?
Yes.
Or whatever. Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm listening to this one called Heart. And it's almost, again, listeners, I don't pay attention when I get a Kindle and Audible book sometimes. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty cover. Oh, that's on sale for $1.99. Oh, that's free, right? It's like a poem.
It's just called Heart. Oh, Heart exclamation point?
It's like a poem. Possibly
or
a
as
British
I would say,
author.
A poem. Poem.
A poem.
I don't know. It's probably
a poem. It is Heart by Jade Anuka and written and performed by Jade Anuka, directed by Ola Insay. Follow your heart, break your heart, heal your heart, find your heart.
Ooh.
And it just says only Audible original. And again, I don't have a lot of details, but it's like beautiful, like the way she's talking. So she gets married and her husband has like depression and mental health issues. So they get divorced and she's like in a depression and I'm like listening to it and it's so beautiful. So it's like a story slash poem thing, which is entertaining because I always need to be listening to something and I need to take a break because I'm finishing up the book, The Wisdom of Our Body, which is just about trauma too. So that's just a little heavy. And I'm reading this book, The Night Watchman, which is a good book, but like a lot happening.
Oh, wasn't that? Wait.
A lot. I went back to it. I've been trying to read it forever, and now I'm like into it.
Wait, are you saying the...
Remember, I don't know details.
The
I know
Night
the
Watchman. Yeah, you know what? That was on my list for a while. That author, Louise Erdick?
Are they a Native... Is the author Native American? Because all of the characters are Native American. It's in North Dakota.
The sentence is the one that is supposed to be really good by that author, but I haven't read any of
them. It's set in the 50s.
It's Chicago Native American.
When they're... It's set... They're like in... I'm all over the place, but they're trying... The government is trying to take away the reservation land. There's five stories happening, and... They have like English American names and then their Native American name. And so that was it took me a while to get into because there was a lot happening. When a book goes back and forth to different characters. Mm-hmm. And then when the characters have names from different cultures, sometimes it takes me a minute to be like, wait, who is this and who's this? But it stars this guy, Tom, who's a night watchman at a jewel bearing plant. And it'll go back to him in the night shift. And that's interesting because like just how he has to get through each hour and not fall asleep and all the things that are happening to their tribe and all the different things that are happening. But it's like sad and a hard life. And so anyways, I'll need a break from that book. But again, it took me a long time. It's one of those books I'd read a few chapters and I'd let it sit for a while, read a few chapters for a while. But anyway. So I need a break. So I'm listening to Heart. So if you have Audible, it's an Audible original. It may or may not be free. Because again, I don't know what I'm clicking from one moment to the next.
The other thing that I keep forgetting about that I recently rediscovered is my Spotify membership includes books.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not like the bestsellers of 2024, but it's maybe like previous.
No, they are. They had Britney's book, but you only get it for 30 days. You have to listen to it in a short amount of time.
It's some books,
only
yes,
for the month
books.
Of April. Like you can have access to this book for the month of April or this book for the month of May or something like that.
So they have a great selection as well to
finish
out, plus my Libby, plus actually physically reading books. I have found that I read way faster. I think I'm a 1.8 speed reader.
I listen to Audible at least 1.5 and all of the family can't handle it. And when they're in the car and my book plays on it, they're like, how do you do this? How do you do this? I'm like, that's how my brain works. Think about it. That's why I'm crazy, because my brain is minimum 1.5.
One of the things I was thinking about. Okay, so did you ever read the book, The Boys in the Boat? Boys on the Boat.
I think so.
So good. And it's narrated by
World War II?
It's World War I.
Okay.
But it's about the University of Washington rowing team that goes to the Olympics in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
The book is unbelievable. It's a historical fiction. It was written by somebody who is a great writer. And I will tell you, the narrator of the book is Edward Herman.
Norton? Oh, Herman. Who's that?
The dad from Gilmore Girls.
Oh, he's passed away, didn't he?
Which was also Herman Munster, right? Okay, so Edward Herman has an amazing voice. And he... like it's Laura Gilmore's dad, right?
Yeah.
Remember his voice? Lie. Okay. So the book, The Boys in the Boat, was written by Daniel James Brown. The book is unbelievable. And I'm watching the movie right now. Not as good. Very disappointing. Very disappointing. That is one of my favorite books, probably. It's so good, but I realize it's the narrator that does it for me. And so going back to your audio book situation, there are some narrators that just kill it, and he's one of them. I know he has passed away, but I have decided that I'm going to read every one of the books
that he narrates,
that he's narrated, because his voice is soothing to me.
Yeah. You and I, we had a book, we had a 2-episode podcast in season 1 about the book Why We Sleep.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, because we know that like sleep data and research of science does not include women many times, and that sleep and sleep disorders in women, research has shown that women may require more sleep than men to recover from the day.
Ooh, which is why somebody I know has started napping. How's
I
the
stopped.
Napping
it
situation?
Was a one time. Oh, it was yes. a 3-day. It was a
Come
3-day
on,
nap
man.
Fest. And it says what. Women's bodies go through various changes that men's bodies do not, including pregnancies and menopause that can be physically taxing, menstrual cycle. Women, 60% of women are not getting enough sleep. So anyways.
Ladies out there, make sure you're getting enough sleep.
Give you an example. We still have a baby monitor for my 9-year-old because he does not leave his room like the other two did. And I've told him, the monitor is right by your headboard. You can just be like, Mom. And he was like, I don't think you'll hear me. And last night, very alarming. This is how I woke up at 2 a.m. Ready? You're cozy. You're just dreaming. Lop, lop. Exactly like that. Exactly like that. Like that exact cadence, that exact urgency. You shoot up, right? Adrenaline pumping. Like even though, and I'm like, I don't want to scream. I'm coming.
Is it like I'm out of water? What was the urgency?
And I'm like, shh. As soon as I get in the hallway, I'm like, shh. And I get in there and I'm just like, I was just telling him, come to bed with me because I don't want to fall asleep. So I'm like, just come in bed with us. But I think I talked about this on a podcast. I don't know if I told you, but he was watching YouTube, which he wasn't supposed to without anybody there. And he saw an animatronic and that scared him. And now he's scared. And he can't put his feet down in the bed because the animatronics. It ripped his toes up.
First of all, I was a quirky kid. And so I'm fine with the quirks. Beckett is hilarious. At night, actually all the time, he goes up to his second floor area. All of the doors have to be shut. doesn't matter, lights on, lights closed, whatever, but all the doors have to be shut. There cannot be a door. So if he goes from his room to the bathroom, he shuts his door and sprints, which is actually 3 feet away, to the other door and shuts that door. So it's a weird energy thing all the time. None of the doors can be open. They all have to be shut. Did he go through a tornado when he was in a previous life that you're not, remember how we were supposed to shut the doors because it won't, the air won't suck up your house? Maybe that's why. I don't know.
We have cats. We always have all of the doors closed because the cats will get in there and then get locked in there.
Maybe he's prepping to have a cat. He would love to have a cat.
Yeah, he would.
So he's very weird about stuff, and he's definitely, I'm not going to say he's afraid of the dark necessarily, but he doesn't like dark pockets of, he doesn't like pockets of darkness, which I think is why he likes the door shut in rooms that are dark, because he can't see what's in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he calls me on Alexa, because I have it. Yeah. I've taught them both how to call me on Alexa.
Right.
But I say you have to call me twice because my phone's on silent.
Yeah.
And he's called me multiple times when I'm definitely deep.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. But it's like I'm hot.
On your phone or on device?
It'll call
device.
On my phone. Yeah. So if you call, okay. If your phone's on silent, if somebody calls within 10 seconds, it'll ring through.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you have it on silent.
I don't have my phone near me. So
I have mine on my bedside. Yeah. I put it on silent. The kids know if they have to call me in an emergency, you have to call me twice because it won't ring through.
And the emergency would be I'm cold.
Emergency is definitely cold, okay. Out of water, have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, so it's not often.
Let me tell
it's
you
mostly
what's
Wes. Beckett, yeah. Sorry. Wes wouldn't, Wes could care less about me.
Let me tell you what's happening, life. Although your boys have gone to camp without you and whatnot. But Giovanni's best friend for his birthday wants to take Gio to Disneyland because they're going to Disneyland for his birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the mom said, would that be okay? What do you want to do? And I was like, let me think about it. Thought about it. Fine. But being the youngest and the baby, we're not so independent. So I've been saying, these are some things we need to work on if you're going to go there. And he's, mom, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shower the day before I go. And then I won't have to shower when I'm there. Because they're going to drive up probably early in the morning, go to the beach during the day. Stay the night, next day, go to Disney and come home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gio, I know my children and he's going to be in the beach. There's no way that child is not going to need a shower after having sand on his body. Like he's going to have to shower the sand off because I know him and he's going to freak out about having sand on his body. So I was like, Gio, you need to be able to take a shower. You're going to be all sandy. So let's start practicing. So he's been practicing because he's
I miss spots on my body.
What if I miss spots on my body? And so I'm like, okay, let's practice the other day. I was like, okay, get the shampoo. All right, now wash your face. Okay, get the soap. Oh, get your soap there to get your feet. And then I'm like, okay, you got to put the lotion on yourself and everything. And our doctor, our dentist had told us to help brush their teeth until they can write in cursive. And so we were just doing like fourth grade is when I stopped helping brush their teeth. So I'm still helping brush his teeth. I'll go over it. So I'm like, okay, just brush your teeth by yourself. And so anyway, so we're on independent boot camp for the next month. So then he can go to Disney on his own.
I will never forget. I don't even think Jen listens to my podcast. But I have this one friend, Jen, and her son went to sleepaway camp. This was like, she sent her kids to sleepaway camp when they were younger than whatever. Wes went to camp the same time he did. And I remember her saying, came home and her son unpacked a suitcase and she's unpacking it. And he was like, she was like, you didn't even open the toothbrush thing. He was like, oh, I didn't see that in there. And I was like, oh my God, he didn't brush his teeth the whole week that he was at sleepaway camp. And this was my oldest is just a year older. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that freaked me out. And fast forward to where I am now where I was like, I think Beckett would like, he probably would have opened it to know that I like had put some little bit of water on it. And he like, I don't even think he brushes his teeth when he goes to sleepaway camp. Yeah. So I realize like I worry so much about my kids doing these things that really doesn't matter. But it's good that you're preparing him. It's great that you're preparing him.
He cares about these things. Although he is the baby, there are some things that he does that the other ones didn't do. Like he wants to know how to make things in the kitchen and put things in the microwave. And he is very in tune with cleanliness. He's always washing his hands. Not OCD washing his hands, but like that would bother him if he weren't able to clean his teeth appropriately. Like, he would freak out if he didn't floss. So I'm trying to give him those. And maybe at camp he wouldn't, but at our house he's like, where's the floss? I've got to floss or whatever. So,
well, it's little routines and creature comforts for the kids. So I think it's great routines. That you yeah. are, yeah. that you're, he's anyway. Going to have to learn to be adaptable. So he is going to this on yes. this trip.
Yeah. Great. Trying to figure that out. And then Dom is going for band to Disney. And I'm like, oh, even though we paid, they're like, oh, they're on their own for lunch and dinner, like 2 days. And then tell me if you think this is appropriate. They get a $15 meal card for their day at Disney.
That is so, not, that's like that's a like bottle a of water.
I'm like, what? No. So I need to talk to Dom and see that situation, what's happening there.
Unless they have a special, maybe they get some sort of a special discount.
But Dom went to Reno on his own and he handled it. And he, it's really funny. Dom's one of those people, I swear, he's going to be like those people that are super wealthy, but isn't like a hobo. It'd be Dom because he'll be like, oh, that's all right. But if someone were paying for the meal, he'd order a whole bunch. But he'd probably just like, because it's his money, he'd be like, I'll just have a string cheese. But if I were there, he'd be like, oh, I'll get 3 burgers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's funny, though. Like, Wes, he got a ride home this week, last week, for like from a sporting activity. And it was like over lunchtime. He hadn't had lunch. And so they were all in the car and they were like, his friend was like, I want to go through the drive-thru, whatever. So they go through the drive-thru and like, do you want anything, Wes? And he was like, no, that's okay. And they're like, are you sure? And he was like, Mom, he would hate that I'm telling you this story. But anyway, he was like, Mom, I didn't want to spend their money. I didn't want to like ask for anything. So right. I got a small like mini Wendy's Frosty and he was yeah. really hungry.
Yeah.
And
I would have totally done the same thing.
I would have probably done the same thing too. But yeah. now that I'm older and I know of like when if somebody was with me, I know the parents and I know they would have felt the same with me, which is I would want to get that kid something. I don't care how much it is. I want them to eat. I want right. them to eat. It doesn't matter, right. whatever. But he was really like, no, it was okay. The thing that was annoying was he texted me and was like, can you order me Grubhub? Because when I get home, I'm going to be hungry. And I was like, no, you can eat something in the house because I'm not ordering you Grubhub. Because we're also going to leave right away. We had a crazy schedule yeah. that day. And so when he came home, I was like, you should have just gotten a junior burger right. or something.
Right.
And he was mad that I think he was mad at me because he was like, damn it, I should have done that. But instead, he's angry teenager. So it was my fault, obviously. Yeah. Anyway, it was cute. I was like, that's so nice of you. You didn't want to spend their money, but like it's $5 or whatever. They won't mind. And you could always yeah. pay them back if you had to.
Yeah, just being polite. That's the thing, right? When you're teens and the more they become independent, you're letting them out in the world. Like, for Dom, we realized Reno was the first time he was away from us. Because like I've said, we talked about Cooperstown and stuff like that, but we were still in the town. Or he goes to sleepovers, but we're still in the town. And so that's when he was like hours and hours away from us.
Yeah. And I think going back to this whole topic, though, I think what also I just take a step back sometimes because I definitely fight my overbearing mom capabilities. And I'm really now more and more just like, you know what? For example, let's say it's, I don't know, 20 degrees. It's going to rain. Wes goes to school in a t-shirt and shorts. And I'm like, hey, it's going to rain. You want to pack a yeah. jacket? No, it's fine, Mom. It's fine, Mom. Where
good
I'm like,
failure. Fine.
Yeah. I've just got to let him go through and experience these things. And then we'll sort it out.
So. Yeah. Dom is, I don't know if you know this. I think the award's coming out soon, but the smartest human on earth.
Ah.
Award soon. So it's been delightful. So he broke me a long time ago on my give an F on what he's doing with himself. But last night, yesterday, Gabby had a game and he and AJ and Gio were all playing like behind the field. We couldn't even see him. They were on like another field playing Frisbee or something. And it was pretty sunny out and Mom and Dad had bleacher chairs and I went and got the pop-up tent and my camping chairs. And so then they were like, oh, we'll get our camping chairs. Mom and Dad are perfectly physically capable, but wouldn't that be nice? If this young, muscly teenage boy went and got their chairs for them. So I called Dom, can you come get, why? Because I popped up the tent now and they had their bleacher chairs. Why'd you do that? Why didn't they get their chairs right away? they didn't know because they had the bleacher chairs and I didn't have the tent with me. Why didn't you get the tent right away? Why did you change your mind? Why didn't you just get the tent
right
away?
It's exhausting, isn't it? We're like, I don't.
And I was like,
please don't interrogate me.
I was like, you know what? I was just asking you to do something nice for your Nona and Papa. Do whatever you want. And I hang up, right? And I have a big bag of snacks. And I'm like, if that child comes over here and tries to get a snack, I will chop his arms. They're hot and thirsty. They come meandering over to me. And I am proud of him. Because what's the first thing he said?
I know I don't have any water.
I'm really sorry, Mom. He was like, I'm really sorry. And I should have helped you. And that was inappropriate. Like without prompting from anybody, without like his dad being like, you better get over there and tell your mom sorry because she's about to drop your face off. And I was like, don't apologize to me. You need to apologize to Papa and you need to apologize to Nona, which Mom and Dad didn't care at all. And they're sure. able-bodied and don't really care. But I just think that's so rude.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm telling you. And then it was like, he did it later. There was a concession stand and they drank all the water. I wasn't prepared. It said it was going to be 77. I wasn't prepared. I call it Big Bubba. I have like a big gallon jug. I have two of them I bring to the game. They drank everyone's water, my water, Mom's water, all the waters. I brought extra water, all the waters, because they were running around. And it looked like that a concession stand. And Gio said, can I go get a Gatorade? I said, I got money. I said, Dom, go take them over to get Gatorade. Why? We're leaving. You know, it was the same thing again. Why? We're leaving. It doesn't matter. He can wait till we get home. Meanwhile, I had packed body armors, which Gio doesn't like. So he and AJ were drinking all the body armors. And I was like, you got all the body armors. Like, he didn't get that to drink. And he was just like, why? And I was like, do we have to do this for everything at this point now? I don't even know what's happening.
Wes had just a regular bottle of water he was going to take to baseball practice. And I was like, are you sure that's all you need? You're going to be there for 90 minutes. This was several weeks ago. He was like, it's fine. I was like, do they have a water fountain in there? No. It's fine, Mom. It's fine. I was like, you have a big water bottle. You could take it. He was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And so he gets back in the car and he's like, I need your water. Where's your water? Oh my God, I'm so thirsty, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do you know that I really want to punch you right now?
Kelly, when they take my water,
like, I know.
I want to kill them because I'm like, I'm in the car. I get them. I get her from practice. I'm in the car like 3 hours sometimes. It's crazy. And I've got my water and I'm like, do you need water? No. Why don't you give me your water? No, I'm not sharing my water. I will not share my water with you. Okay, it's fine. And they get in. I just have one.
I do not like sharing my water either. And they know that. And we make plans.
Well, then you can't track it. And I joke because Gabby lied about feeding her hamster. And she goes to therapy for her.
Rest in peace, Squeaks.
Because of the way I handled.
Was Squeaks really dead?
And I know still we think now Squeaks might have been hibernating. But does Squeaks have water? Yeah, Mom. Did you give Squeaks water today? Yep. Mom, did you fill his water? Yep. His water, Mom. Squeaks died. Right? So I did not handle it appropriately. Like, I was upset with her. I told her, like, it was a living thing. Like, you lied to me. And Justin's, she was, like, crying hysterically. And I was still, like, I wasn't raising my voice, but I was, like, he died because you lied. So totally effed up. She'll go to therapy for it and whatnot. But I go, I remember I thought I heard him say, you know, that's, like, my joke all the time. So when they drink my water in the car, I'm always, like, I feel like Squeaks. And they start like in the water and I'm like, I'm so thirsty. This must be like what Squeaks felt like. Don't let it go because don't you track your water? And I'm like, oh, I've had two today. I want a certain intake of water and you don't know when the mooches are coming over and they all have nice water bottles. They all have 40-ounce water bottles. They have 64-ounce water bottles for practice. There's no excuse. I carry my thing all the time. They should be carrying theirs.
I agree. Yeah. I'm with you. I love my water. I have to have it all the time. I know my kids also do, but they get lazy. And it's very annoying. Also, some of the people in the household who might be a teenager and their damn phones, they're on the stupid phone the whole time. We're like, we're leaving, we're walking out. And then, oh, wait, I forgot my water. Get off your phone so we can walk out the door.
Kelly. It's not the phone. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not the phone. Because we have these talks with Dominic. Dominic, Dad, here was the conversation. I made food for everybody. We're all going everywhere, right? So I made this pasta. We're packing it in containers. Justin, you take your two containers for you and Dom. I'm taking two containers for me and Gabby. Dom comes out. Where's the food? Your dad has it. He packed it. He's in the car. On the phone. Walks out. Justin said he asked him 3 times. Dad, where's the food? He was like, it's in the truck. I packed it in the truck. He's in the truck. Dad, where'd you put the food? It's in a bag in the truck. He asked him 3 times. So then Justin said, I tried not to yell at him, but we're like, you're on. I go down. Yeah. You're on the phone the whole time. It's not the phone. It's not the Bond mom. You don't know what you're talking
about. And then they get, it gets really defensive where I'm just like, here's the thing. How do we, I would like to figure out how to raise the, what, at what point does the human think, I can't distract myself. I have some important things to do. And as soon as I'm done with those important things, I can go back to my phone.
Yeah, I know. I know. So we, I'll tell him like, sometimes in the car, I'll grab it from him when I pick him up from school. And I'm like, I'll give it back to you when your chores are done.
Yeah.
Because the other day he was like, I don't have any time. There was no time. What'd you do from 3:30 to 4:45? Silence. Right. Because I was like, There was time. You know what I did in that time?
There's probably a solution for it.
You're right. They have to learn to self-regulate, and it's going back and forth.
Yeah.
And now
I'm
talking to you, I need to get Big Bubba. I need to start just filling it and having it in the car, because they'll get in the car after school and be super hot and want more water because their water bottles would be empty, even though our school has water fountains and water bottle filling stations everywhere.
Correct. For whatever reason, our greatest fear is to be thirsty, and we've raised our children to do that. And this is back to, did I ever send you that, like, the meme about, did I even drink water in college? I don't remember having that.
I had a Nalgene in college. I definitely know I had a Nalgene. Were you with us when we went to the Seven Magic Mountains?
Yeah.
And I had that big thing of water. It was a thing with all the kids.
But it was like 100 and that was the hottest place
on
earth.
But I had Big Bubba.
Well, actually, it wasn't.
We had plenty of water.
Remember, because that was also the time where we took them to that hiking trail by Lake Mead. And we're walking, and it was like danger.
Don't walk here in the month of June, July, or August. Don't come here.
Like, it's like heat, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was like heat warning. Don't, like, you will die if you.
Walk on that trail.
Yeah. And so we were like, obviously, we have waters.
Sunscreen and water.
How bad can it be?
People.
And we lasted how long before the kids thought they were going to die?
Probably half a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before they were going to die. And then that's what I was thinking. I know the mom's going to think I'm a big nerd for this Disneyland trip. We wear water backpacks. That is my number one thing. Here's, if you go to Disneyland, is to have a water backpack, because you will be in line for 45 minutes and my children will be like, I don't have any water. Bam, drink from your water backpack.
Going back to that hiking trail, though, I was just commenting to a colleague how much I hated people, and it was really nice. It wasn't that crowded.
That's right. Go. You might die.
Yes, but just bring water. It'll the ice will melt within seconds.
Right.
But you'll be fine.
And to summarize today's mom talk, read books,
drink water.
Key to happiness right there, guys. We cracked it.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.